Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by former Finn Harps captain Keith Cowan. Keith, first of all, was it a disappointing night for Harps down at Waterford on Friday night?
Definitely was, Owen. Harps never really seemed to get going. You know, it was put as a massive game for both teams. You know, that relegation playoff spot. Where there was a couple of teams mentioned in the mix. You know, Waterford, Harps, Dundalk, and even Drogheda were kind of pulled into it there now before last weekend. Missing a few players, Brian McNamee not available, Will Seymour not available in the middle of the park, you know, and a lot of things have been happening through their great work in the last couple of weeks. You know, that counter-attacking style, you know, starting in good passing movements and such. But yeah, it didn't really seem to get going for Harps on Friday night, and they'll be very disappointed with the result.
Yeah, and Ollie said afterwards that Waterford deserved the win. Would you agree with that assessment?
100%, yeah. Waterford, you know, they were up for it from the start. You know, you could see that, you know, we've seen Waterford over the last number of weeks, you know, their exciting style of football. You know, they've got a lot of players over on loan from big clubs in England and that. And, you know, they do play a really good brand of football. You know, that bit of experience in there as well with the goalkeeper and a couple at the back as well. Unfortunately, the goalkeeper didn't last the game. His bizarre red card on the 67th minute. You know, it was a crazy thing that we saw there, and you know, it must have been a full moon for goalkeepers over the weekend, because we've seen a couple of crazy ones. But in terms of the performance that Waterford put in, you know, they fully deserved their 3 points, and Harps very much got what they deserved, which was absolutely nothing.
Yeah, now 1 point, the difference between the two sides. How will them players be feeling now heading into the final six games of the season?
Well, I suppose Waterford definitely having the momentum anyway. You know, as I say, you know, it was a massive game for Harps not to lose at the weekend. I think that's what we talked about maybe on Friday with Dermot. You know, it was a game where they maybe had to go and, you know, think about if we don't lose the game, a point is massive. It still keeps that gap between ourselves and Waterford. Unfortunately, they went with the way they have been going, which has been great. You know, a nice attacking style of football, nice brand of football. You know, counter-attacking with pace up front with Olabi and that. But no, definitely maybe didn't have the tools for the job on Friday night, and they'll have to dust themselves down now. You know, a big derby next week against Sligo, who haven't been going too well themselves. So they'll have to look at that as a massive opportunity and hope and get everyone back fit and look for 3 points in that one.
Yeah, you touched on it there. Sligo up next. They lost again. They lost 2-0 to Shamrock Rovers. Would you be optimistic that Harps can bounce back with that win in that game?
I think so, yeah. I think the way the Sligo have been going of late, you know, they haven't really, you know, a fantastic start to the season, but the second half of the season has been very up and down for them. You know, again, going to look, they have the third spot in the league now for months, and you know, with a real indifference in form, going to Shamrock Rovers, obviously a really difficult place to go. But you know, Sligo are holding on to that third European spot by the skin of their teeth, and you know, each week that passes by is another opportunity gone for them. So they'll be coming to Fan Park thinking that this is, you know, try and get the derby atmosphere and try and get everyone up for it. And you know, again, they need points as well, because it's a massive boost for them financially to hold on to that third spot.
Yeah, moving away from Harps then, Derry took another good stride in their push for Europe. They beat St Pat's 1-0. With the contrast in form between them and Sligo, do you think Derry will get that third spot?
Well, Derry, you know, seem to be improving all the time. You know, I think it was a massive one for them on Friday night. You know, it was a game that, you know, obviously Pat's as well. We're thinking, you know, can we catch Shamrock Rovers? They're obviously looking above them and trying to keep that gap as small as possible. It didn't materialise that way. You know, Junior's got the goal on the hour mark. It's great ball whipped in by Jim McGonigal, and Junior's finished it well. You know, then I suppose what happened after that there was a red card. You know, a red card at each. Ronan Coughlin, the judge, to have elbowed Kieran Call in the face, and then, you know, a bit of a tear up ensued, and you know, there was bodies kind of going everywhere, and Danny Lafferty got involved then, you know, who just picked up a red card moments before that, and he also got sent off for Derry. So I suppose, you know, it was a massive 3 points for Derry, because, you know, as I say, they have Europe in their sights. That brings them with a point behind Sligo now, which is massive for them. What they'll be looking to do next year. But I suppose, you know, you're a man down now. You're an experienced player down in Daniel Lafferty. You'll need everyone fit. You'll need everyone, you know, pulling in the right direction. Kieran finished the game without any serious injury. But I suppose they'll be looking at, you know, great thing to have 3 points. You know, I hear a few of them speaking after. It was great to have the crowd, and the Derry crowd is a massive advantage for them. You know, they do love the football and they do support their team very well. So I think they'll be looking ahead now to try and push on and really put the pressure on Sligo.
Yeah, it was a good win for Derry. Elsewhere, Dundalk, they conceded in the final minute with Donegal's Georgie Kelly netting to level the game. Their game with Bowes 1-1. Will conceding so late for Dundalk make it feel like it was defeat?
I think so, yeah. I think Dundalk have been improving, you know, at the right time, and, you know, it would have been massive 3 points for them going to Bohemians and Daly Mountain, you know, getting 3 points there. Sammy Benamar scoring in the half hour to put them one up, and a lead that they held right up until the 86th minute, as you mentioned there, where Georgie was able to get a point for Bowes. You know, that is a massive point for Bohemians, who are again with Derry vying for that third spot. You know, so and Sligo obviously that currently are there. You know, they have the big derby now tomorrow night against Shamrock Rovers and Tala. So, you know, they'll be looking to that game as well, and you know they'll be looking to try and, you know, close that gap. And it's going to be a massive test for them, and you know, with Shamrock Rovers as well, who need 7 points now to retain the league, you know, so it's definitely going to be a massive one. And, you know, it'll be really interesting to see Cam Bowes with that game in hand as well, because, you know, obviously we've seen the European exploits throughout the summer, and they'll really be trying to put the pressure on now and trying to get that third spot.
Yeah, and finally, Keith Drogheda, they got a much-needed win beating Longford 2-0. That moves them with 4 points ahead of Waterford, who's in that relegation playoff place. Will Tom Clancy and his side feel that gives them a little room to breathe?
I think so, but it is, you know, it's so tight down there. Like, I think they needed a win. You know, they have been pretty inconsistent as well after a really good start to the season. Darren Markey putting them one up on the hour mark, and Mark Doyle adding the second. You know, that's relegated Longford, but Drogheda, you know, they'll definitely be looking behind them, because we've seen the form of Dundalk, you know, Waterford, you know, Harps. They'll really be, that was a game that they needed to win. Obviously, bottom side Longford, as you said there, that are now relegated. So that's the game that you have to be winning, but there's definitely a long way to go in that relegation playoff battle. So it'll be exciting times with the running of the season.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting end to the season. Thanks, Keith, for joining us today on Sunday Sport.